Strategies based on uncertainty equals high levels of risk. Strategies based on certainty dramatically reduces risk and produces superior results. In this lesson, we'll look at examples of using hard trends and soft trends to develop low-risk, high-reward opportunities. We've learned that if you don't like a hard trend, too bad, you can't change it. On the other hand, if you don't like a soft trend, you can change it to your advantage. We've also learned about the three digital accelerators that are responsible for all of today's dizzying rate of exponential change. They are transforming every business process in a short amount of time. That's the hard trend. The soft trend is, will you transform your business processes? Now that we know where to find certainty, the future suddenly becomes more visible. Let me share a few examples to better illustrate what I'm talking about. Let's be inventors ourselves for a moment. Let's say you want to start a smartwatch company. Good luck. The smartwatch business is already filled with competition. But using hard trends, you can stack the deck in your favor. Let's use certainty provided by demographics and create a successful smartwatch business based on the demographic hard trend of aging baby boomers and their parents. Let's design a watch for people who are 70 years old and older. The people who buy the watch will be the children who are acting as caregivers, trying to keep them healthy and safe. We can design the watch to have sensors to detect blood oxygen level, blood pressure, pulse, and temperature, and much more. If they fall, the accelerometer in the watch will activate an alarm and send a text message to the caregiver who is watching over them. If they have Alzheimer's and they are lost or missing, the watch's GPS and digital assistant will help them get home and let the caregivers find them from anywhere. You get the idea. By using the certainty of hard trends, you can see new opportunities and create winning products, and much more. Now let's look at an example of a technology hard trend using speed and bandwidth to grow sales. Domino's Pizza is using a voice-activated personal assistant app to increase the speed and efficiency of ordering pizza. It even has a pizza tracker that allows you to see where your pizza is in the process. They've taken this technology hard trend a step further and have created a partnership with Ford Motor Company, giving you the ability to order your pizza from their cars. Domino's isn't a food company, it's a tech company. Everyone complains about government regulations. These hard trends offer major opportunities. Take the case of the state of California, requiring nonfiction reading for grades 1 through 3 with a 2-year window to comply. And currently, all of their books are fiction. I recently met a savvy entrepreneur who capitalized on this new law. She contacted the largest school districts in the state to see if they were interested in getting help to meet the legal deadline. As you might guess, they were very interested in having her develop and supply the online reading products by the required deadline. Thanks to having guaranteed sales by partnering with the largest school districts, she easily secured outside funding. Remember, strategy based on certainty has low risk and high reward. Base your strategies on certainty, on the known future, the hard trends, and the soft trends that you can manipulate, and you'll create something that will not only survive, but even thrive in the years ahead. Hope is not a strategy. Certainty is. If we don't make this shift today, it'll be far more difficult tomorrow because the pace of change will only continue to accelerate. Typically, we limit ourselves by looking at all the things we don't know, all the things we can't do. Instead, create the habit of starting a list of all of the things you do know, all of the things you can do. Every time you run into something you aren't certain about, put that to the side and keep focusing on the things you are certain about. Your learning activity will show you how to use hard trends to generate a list of opportunities to help you and your organization thrive in the future.